Actually, we have reports of the Dragon Queen standing off on the far edge of the battle, Reeser reported. So slipping a party of commandos aboard shouldn't be a problem, especially if they look like the crew of a crippled missile boat. Tahiri nodded.
It just might work, she said.
It's an intriguing possibility, Kytus said. But a nano-killer won't be necessary. We've already won.
Forgive me, but it hardly feels like we're winning, Lesserson said, looking as surprised as he did doubtful.
And the few reports we have received from the field...
Moff Lesserson, Kytus interrupted. I see things ordinary beings cannot. Victory is ours already. There will be no nano-attack against the Dragon Queen or any other vessel. Is that clear? Lesserson's jaw clenched, but he dipped his head in acknowledgement.
As you wish, Lord Kytus. I was only trying to save lives. Imperial lives.
Then do exactly as I say, Kytus replied. You will save a lot of lives.
Yours among them.
Lesserson's eyes flashed at the threat, but he knew better than to test Kytus's patience.
You have my complete faith. I look forward to your victory.
Kytus could feel that the Moff was lying, but it was impossible to tell about what exactly.
Our victory, Moff Lesserson, Kytus replied.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I really must go find my sister, before she finds us.
The blood drained from the faces of all the Moffs, and Lesserson said, By all means, my lord, we'll make the necessary preparations for transferring the flag to the Megador.
I'm afraid there won't be time for that, Kytus said. The Megador will be busy saving your fleet.
This drew a murmur of surprise from the Moffs, and Reeser said,
But that will leave the Anakin Solo exposed to another Stealth X attack.
Which is why we'll be following the Megador into battle, Kytus said.
You can't win wars without risking lives, gentlemen. This is where we risk ours.
Kytus motioned Tahiri to follow, speaking to her as he walked. The true Jedi base can't be far from here, he said.
I need you to take a Stealth X and find the transports that just fled Ororo Station. They'll show you the way.
And that will matter because...
Tahiri asked.
Because it won't take long for the Megador to break the Hapen ambush, Kytus explained. And then we'll be right behind you.
Okay,
Tahiri said.
They left the Auxiliary Command Center and came to the turbolift.
Kytus motioned Tahiri in first.
You go on up. I have something I need to take care of.
Isolder?
Tahiri said, nodding.
Too bad. I kind of liked him.
Me too, Kytus said. But I'm not going to take a chance. Not with this.